Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. Tim Richards is off. It's Jen Tui. It's producer Stevie. You know, it is funny he's off, and this is the weekend of Taylor Swift's wedding. Do you think he's going?
Yes.
Yes, me too. I can't. Full report. Full report on that when he's back Monday morning. Can you imagine?
Did he get invited by Travis or Taylor?
Travis, definitely. Yeah, he would be invited by Travis. Yeah. Yeah. Low key. They're in sports. You know, the whole thing. All right. We got to get to a round of Trump Tui. Sarah is in Parma Heights this morning. Hi, Sarah. How's your morning going so far?
So far, good.
So far, so good. All right. To get the game started, kick me out of the room. Stevie will ask you the questions.
Jen, can you leave the room, please?
I sure can. Good luck, Sarah.
All right, Sarah, are you ready?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll start with question number one. Like we just touched on, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are reportedly set to host a wedding celebration at Madison Square Garden this Friday. The venue has reportedly been transformed with a massive castle. It's apparently being built there with themed decor and more. My question to you is simple. Do you think this wedding is happening at Madison Square Garden? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right, we'll go yes. Question number two. The limited series The Murder of JonBenet Ramsey has been looking for a home after Paramount Plus opted not to pick up the show. Now it's landing at Netflix with Melissa McCarthy playing the mother. Which streaming platform has more global subscribers? Is it Netflix or Paramount Plus?
Netflix.
All right, question number three. A new Forbes ranking has named Costco the best value brand in America after analyzing millions of consumer ratings over the past year. What is the signature private label brand called at Costco?
Maker's Mark?
We'll go Maker's Mark. Question number four. Megan Thee Stallion is expanding her business empire with the launch of her first fragrance, Hot Girl Summer Eau de Parfum. Early access begins July 5th before a wider rollout through her website and Ulta Beauty. Which popular reality TV show did she just appear on as a guest host?
Ellen.
All right, question number five. The trailer is out for Camp Rock 3. The movie will premiere on Disney Channel on August 13th before streaming on Disney Plus the next day. Now, in the first Camp Rock movie, it ends with a performance of which song by Demi Lovato and Joe Jonas' characters? Looking for the name of the song.
Oh, God. School of Rock.
Go with that. It's been a long time. You might not know. That's all right. It was a hard one, but I'm going to add up your totals here. Sarah, we're going to grab Jen, bring her back into the room. That's all coming up next.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We're right in the middle of a round of Trump Tui. Producer Stevie asked the questions. Sarah in Parma Heights answered them. How did Sarah do, Stevie?
Sarah got two.
All right. Good job, Sarah. You never know. We could go to a dumb tiebreaker, and then you could win
the
game. Because I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it a lot, Stevie.
Sure do.
It's on the record.
Are you going to play it?
No, I am not. I am absolutely not. But you know what? Now that you mention it, since Tim's not here, we are going to... We'll make sure that we don't miss him too much because I have... You just go ahead and ask your questions. We'll see what we can do here.
Okay, question one.
As we continue to create our Tim soundboard.
I can't wait for that.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce reportedly set to host a wedding celebration at Madison Square Garden. This Friday, the venue is reportedly being transformed with a massive castle apparently being built, themed decor, and more. Jen, do you think this wedding is actually happening at Madison Square Garden? Yes or no?
Oh, that's a really tough question. I'm going to say yes.
We'll go yes. There you go.
There you go. There's Tim for you.
I like that better than the regular ding.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Now you. Oh, we also have this.
I love the bong.
I know. I do like the bong. Well, okay. If I get the next one correct, we'll do the bong.
They're both good, but
they
you
are.
Know, we have different varieties.
If I hope I get one wrong so you could hear how horrifying that one is.
Question two. The limited series The Murder of JonBenet Ramsey has been looking for a home after Paramount Plus opted not to pick up the show. Now it's landing at Netflix with Melissa McCarthy playing the mother. Which streaming platform has more global subscribers, Netflix or Paramount Plus?
It is Netflix.
Yes, Netflix. Question number three. A new Forbes ranking has named Costco the best value brand in America after analyzing millions of consumer ratings over the past year. What is the signature private label brand at Costco?
Kirkland.
Yes. Yep.
Thank you, Tim.
Question number four. Megan Thee Stallion is expanding her business empire with the launch of her first fragrance, Hot Girl Summer Eau de Parfum. Early access begins July 5th before a wider rollout through her website and Ulta Beauty. Which popular reality TV show did she just appear on as a guest host?
That would be Love Island.
It was Love Island.
Was it really?
Yes.
I mean, of course it was. I knew it.
Mm-hmm. Lots of cake in that episode.
Lots of what?
Cake.
Cake.
Yeah.
Oh.
The game she was hosting on the show.
You know what? Based on what you've told me about Love Island, I feel like it's not safe for radio.
Yeah, I can't explain more.
No, please don't.
I can't even tell you what the cake involved, but
thank you.
There was Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
Question number five. The trailer is out for Camp Rock 3. The movie will premiere on Disney Channel on August 13th before streaming on Disney Plus the next day. Now, the first Camp Rock movie ends with a performance of what song? By Demi Lovato and Joe Jonas's characters, looking for the name of the song.
That would be Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong.
No, it sure wouldn't be. That's horrifying.
That is awful.
But I love it.
I know, right? What was the name of the song?
This Is Me.
Mm-hmm. That was my next guest, Jamie. Mm-hmm. Shoot. Sorry I didn't say that one. Final totals.
Sarah 2, Jen 4.
Oh, Sarah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But at least you got to hear some fun Tim sounds while he wasn't here. All right, Sarah, you'll have to get me next time. You'll play again, okay?
Yeah.
In the meantime, you know what you need to say.
I'm Sarah from Parma Heights, and I did not trump Tui.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. Tim Richards is off attending Taylor Swift's wedding. Producer Stevie and I are here. All right, we haven't confirmed that, but we're going to ask him when he comes back. On Monday. We actually haven't confirmed if Taylor Swift is getting married for sure.
Who's to say, really?
And who's to say if Tim isn't there? We don't know.
Tim might know.
He might know. Maria is our contestant this morning for Trump Tui. Maria, how's your morning going so far?
It's going pretty good. How is yours?
It's going pretty good. It's pretty nice. So looking forward to a 4th of July weekend and ready to play around at Trump Tui. Producer Stevie will ask you the questions as soon as you kick me out of the room.
Okay. I guess you're going to have to leave then.
All right. I'm going to leave. Good luck, Maria.
Thank you.
All right. Jen is in the hallway. Are you ready, Maria?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. We'll start with question number one. So two people were arrested yesterday after climbing to the top of New York City's Empire State Building, where they unfurled a banner promoting peace and then appeared to get engaged. True or false, the Empire State Building is the tallest building in New York City?
False.
I would go with false. Question number two. Minions and Monsters rolling out a wide range of collectible theater merch at AMC, Cinemark, and Regal alongside the film's release. The lineup includes a train popcorn bucket, a Stewart-themed camera cup, and so many more. Now, which fast food restaurant has a Minions collab out now? It's either Wendy's or Burger King.
Wendy's.
Question number three. Fans of Heated Rivalry can now add Shane Hollander and Ilya Rosanov to their shelves with a new Funko Pop collection based on the hit series. Now, in the show Heated Rivalry, Shane and Ilya play what sport?
Ice hockey.
All right. Question number four. Big Brother Season 28 is embracing their wild new theme, Big Brother Time Trip, with CBS promising to send contestants into the Big Brother multiverse when the show premieres next Thursday. In the show Big Brother, what room do house guests visit to talk privately to viewers?
Diary room?
All right, question number five. Kroger announced it's buying Giant Eagle in a $1.65 billion deal that includes stores across Northeast Ohio. Now, Giant Eagle says it will keep its name, loyalty program, and local leadership. What was the name of the child care area at Giant Eagle prior to them shutting that down in 2014?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's a tough one. All right, awesome. You did good, though, Maria. I'm going to add up these totals here. We're going to grab Jen, bring her back in from the hallway. That's all coming up next.
Okay.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We're right in the middle of a round of Trump Tui, and Maria's in Willoughby Hills. She just answered five questions. Producer Stevie, how'd she do?
Maria got four.
Ooh, good job, Maria. Very nicely done.
Thank you.
As Tim would say, we want him to feel included, even though he's off today. We wanted to make sure we still could include Tim. So thank you, Tim.
Very nice of you.
I know, right? Just trying to do my best here. All right, same five questions. We'll see if I can get four or more. Here we go.
Question number one. Two people were arrested yesterday after climbing to the top of New York City's Empire State Building, where they unfurled a banner promoting peace and then appeared to get engaged. True or false? The Empire State Building is the tallest building in New York City.
Shoot, I feel like it always was. Did that ever change? I don't know. Yes, it still is.
It is not.
It is not. No, that's... Wait, sorry.
Ugh.
That's terrible.
It's more jarring than the thing.
What is it? World Trade Center?
Yes, that one's taller. I think there's a couple taller now, but that one's the tallest. Question number two. Minions and Monsters is rolling out a wide range of collectible theater merch at AMC, Cinemark, and Regal alongside the film's release. The lineup includes a train popcorn bucket, a Stewart-themed camera cup, there's blankets, there's all sorts of stuff. Which fast food restaurant has a Minions collab out now? It's either Wendy's or Burger King.
That is Wendy's.
It is Wendy's.
Thank you, Tim.
Question number three. So fans of Heated Rivalry can now add a Shane Hollander and Ilya Rosanov to their shelves with the new Funko Pop collection based on the hit series. Now, Shane and Ilya play what sport in the show Heated Rivalry?
They play hockey.
They do play hockey.
Thank you, Tim. Mm-hmm.
Question number four. So Big Brother season 28 is embracing their wild new theme, Big Brother Time Trip, with CBS promising to send contestants into the Big Brother multiverse when the show premieres next Thursday. Now, in the show Big Brother, what room do house guests visit to talk privately to viewers?
Oh, it's not the confessional. I can't remember, and I've watched Big Brother for years. Oh my God. It's the, what is it?
The diary room.
The diary room!
Thank you, Tim. Matched the fit there.
I need to go back to Big Brother. It's such a time commitment. There's like three episodes a week, and you gotta keep up.
If I can do Love Island, you can do Big Brother. That's five nights a week.
And especially if it's like old contestants, that sounds fun. All right, let's just ask this next question for funsies.
Okay, question number five. Kroger has announced they're buying Giant Eagle in a $1.65 billion deal that includes stores across Northeast Ohio. Now, Giant Eagle says it will keep its name, loyalty program, and local leadership. What was the name of the child care at Giant Eagle prior to them shutting it down in 2014?
That was the Eagle's Nest.
What's the Eagle's Nest? I love that you remember that.
I do remember that because I thought it was such a creative, cute name, but I don't think it matters, right? What are the final totals here?
Maria, four. Jen, three.
Yay! You did it, Maria. Congratulations. You trumped me.
Thank you.
That means you get an exclusive Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. That means you get $50 to Apex Skin, and you're qualified for the grand prize, which is a $250 gift bag from Apex Skin.
Awesome.
Tell everyone who you are and what you just did.
I'm Maria, and I trump Suey.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.